Chapter 10, Dream Flying. The sky was clear in the Middle Woods. On our way, I showed Dreamflyer my trickiest rolls, spins, and dives. "I saw Carr do this move bursting out of a storm cloud," I said, rolling to a stop. Dreamflyer started a roll and finished it next to me.
"I believe Carr invented this move. We flew together when we were kids. She practiced more than me. A lot more." "But for now," he went on, "let's talk about dreams, so I can help. Know a branch where we can sit?"
I nodded and flew ahead. We landed at my morning spot, where I look for storm clouds. Dreamflyer started looking in his pack. Some of the patches were coming off the burnt holes. "Your pack looked heavy in the library," I said, still wondering how those three tall stacks of notebooks fit. "Lots lighter now."
"Good thing," Dreamflyer nodded. "I'll be flying back up to the High Woods with a much lighter pack. Doc's borrowing my notebooks about trees. Trees are so brilliant."
He pulled out three apples from his pack and juggled them for a minute before they all fell, one on his head.
"I used to be good at this, out of practice," he said, and sat down facing me.
He placed the apples in a line between us.
"Let's say that this red apple here is the past. That green apple is the future."
He picked up the third apple and took a bite.
"Mmm, very tasty. This yellow one is the present," he said with a mouthful of apple. "Not all dreams are the same. Ah, some come from long ago, when things already happened. Could be a warning sent from the past. Here, you must be hungry."
He handed me the red apple and kept talking.
"Other dreams are about the future, sort of. We only see what's possible, like what could happen if we go through a portal. Oh no, maybe a worm in this green apple."
He pointed to a small hole.
"And then,"
he went on,
"there are dreams about what's going on now. Last night, I dreamed Doc got lost in the forest. The dream reminded me that my notebooks might help him find his way if he does get lost."
"You think my nightmares come from the past? A warning?" I asked.
"We can learn things from the past. A good teacher. But then..."
"We need to listen to the forest and what's going on now," I interrupted.
"Exactly," Dreamflyer nodded. "That's Doc's task. Let's hope he can find Elder Root. Your task is learning how to dream fly for more clues, maybe from the past."
"Sounds scarier than having a scary dream," I gasped.
"Takes practice,"
he explained, taking the last bite of the yellow apple.
"Like the rolls and dives you showed me today. You've gotten good."
I smiled. It felt good to hear that from Dreamflyer.
"So, dream flying," he continued, "means paying attention to details in a dream and finding clues. Maybe you'll be as good at dream flying as you are at flying."
"Thanks, I guess."
"Let's practice right here," Dreamflyer suggested.
"Right here? What do I do?" I asked. "I'm not sleepy."
"That's okay. Just close your eyes," he said. "Let's imagine a friendly dream."
I haven't had one of those in a while. I closed my eyes tight.
"Let's see. Imagine my garden," Dreamflyer invented. "In your mind, pretend that Dobro has just landed near my front door. It's stormy out. He's looking around for me. Flower Sun looks upset. She's pacing in front of the Tin Tins who are sobbing. My hat and garden tools are left on the ground. No sign of me."
"A mystery," I said.
"Now listen, Bongo. You cannot speak to Dobro, or the plants, or pick up anything. You can only move, look, and listen for clues. What do you see?
I see your pack by the door, I said. The door is open. Dobro is whistling and going inside.
Don't go in, Dreamflyer warned. May not be safe, even for Dobro. Can you see what's inside from where you are?
Yes. Nothing there, I said. Dobro's looking around and calling your name.
Good, Dreamflyer said. Now, move closer to Flower Sun and the Tin Tins. What are they saying?
I can't understand their language.
Listen again, Bongo. Remember, you understood Elder Root in your last dream. Language can be different in dreams. You just understand.
Got it, I said. Something about a guest plant that blew away in the wind. I think you're off looking for the plant in a hurry.
Excellent. Which way is the wind blowing? Where might the plant be?
Dreamflyer asked.
Feel it.
That way. Wait, I see you. There, in a branch, untangling a plant with large, floppy leaves. You're speaking to it, trying to calm it down.
Brilliant, Bongo. Give yourself another 10 seconds to look around. Does this idea make sense with what you see?
Yes, I think so, I nodded.
Get in the habit of checking for clues, like the redstone in your nightmare. So, in your next dream, look for that redstone again. Find it. Figure out how it's a clue.
I opened my eyes. I actually felt like I had been dreaming.
Practice imagining a few dreams every day, Dreamflyer said, and be ready for the next nightmare. If you move, stay hidden. Be ready to wake up at any moment.
How do I do that? I asked.
Picture your bedroom, or exactly where you went to sleep, he said. Open your eyes and see that place again.
I'm not sure how, I started to say. Dreamflyer kept talking.
We all go to sleep, every night. Dream flying catches that split second right before sleep. So, we enter the dream world half awake. You can't change anything. You're only an observer.
I'm still not sure about waking up again, I said.
Waking up in dream flying means leaving before you are fully awake, he started to say.
Bongo! Dreamflyer!
Ocarina shouted.
I have something to tell you! Where are you?
She didn't see us on the branch.
Over here!
I shouted back.
Let me finish. This is important, Dreamflyer said. You want to wake up where you went to sleep, not in the place where you were dreaming.
Ocarina landed in front of us. Her pink face looked flush.
Amber's diary, she had nightmares too.
Now we're getting somewhere.
Dreamflyer nodded and winked at Ocarina.
Dear Diary, it's been a week since the monster sparks came and almost destroyed the turquoise forest, just like in my nightmares. They came in a great storm to steal stones from the turquoise tree's roots. My dear friend Elderroot was hit with their lightning sparks. I must do what I can to make sure the monster sparks do not return. Ever. I will never give up. The forest is finally safe for me and members of the Academy of Soaring to go back and look for clues. The fires are gone. The Dragonfly Kin must never let this happen again. Amber.